Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Blurred Line Media Podcast. I'm going to give you a short episode tonight because I'm in the process of moving all of my recording equipment. I've actually got it broke down and moved into the room and got it somewhat set up. It's not exactly like it's going to be, and I'm not finished with the room. I'm going to do some acoustic treatment on the walls to help cut down some of the reverb. So I hope you can bear with me. I hope my sound isn't too bad. I hope the audio is okay. And of course, when I do the post-process, and I'm going to try to get any noise that's there out, because I want it to be clean and clear. But if you hear a little bit of reverb in there and it's annoying, just bear with me through these few minutes as I give you an update. The first update is I am moving the studio and I've almost got it done. There's a few more things left to do and then I believe it'll be pristine. All right, the next thing. I've got another interview coming up with the executive director of the Chickasaw Development Foundation, Mr. Sean Johnson. We're going to talk a little bit about the dual county seat situation in Chickasaw and why it matters and what it's costing the taxpayers. And from there, we'll get into what it can save the taxpayers and what that would mean. What can we do with that money? Hopefully, he can tell us how that money would have to be allocated or earmarked or whatever. You know, there's always stipulations on money in government, so we'll try to get some information from Mr. Sean regarding that. And I know he's talked to the supervisors, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, he has been in contact with the state auditor's office talking about the consolidation of the county seats. In case you didn't know, there's only about 10 counties in Mississippi that have two county seats. As far as I can understand, there's little reason to keep a dual county seat system in Chickasaw County. It is only costing, you know, close to $500,000 a year, and there's really no countywide benefit to it anymore. There used to be years and years and years ago, but from what I understand, it's no longer advantageous for us to have two county seats. Thirdly, I'm going to have an interview coming up very soon with Mayor Stacy Parker. We're going to talk about some of the projects that have been completed over the past several years. It seems to be a consensus among people in Houston that nothing ever gets done in Houston, and I have to admit that I kind of thought that. And the other day while I was in the mayor's office talking to him about some things, we just kind of got off on some of this, and he pulled a paper out and showed me some information, and he said, here is projects that have been completed, and they went back years ago, and it's good projects, things that I didn't know were done. It's a lot of it is infrastructure. In other words, a lot of it's underground. You don't see it. And I think that's why people have a tendency to think, well, they ain't doing nothing. Well, you can't see it, but things have been done. Things have been accomplished. It's just not visible. So we're going to sit down with Mr. Parker, and we're going to talk to him about some of those projects that have been completed, and we're going to talk to him about some that are in the process right now of being done, and hopefully get some information about some upcoming projects.